Blog Talk Radio.
Additional Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Mokwali Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. Today's show, we'll lead off with MLB, little Yankees, Mets. Then we'll switch gears to, the NBA, the Knicks potentially acquiring Chris Paul. Where's he going to go? Because he's going to meet with his with the Hornets ownership, the new coach, he's going to make his decision whether he wants to be traded to New York or to Orlando. So we'll get into that. And, we'll keep the phone lines open. Just if, faithful viewers would, listeners, I should say, the power of radio. In case you want to, make a contribution, the phone line. And as usual, we'll end the show with, a little sports entertainment, professional wrestling. I'll give a little recap with Wapping on Raw and SmackDown and our prediction who's the GM, the secret GM of Raw. And, of course, the show, sports entertainment and everything else. So feel free to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. With that in mind, I guess we'll, lead off with your the Bronx Bombers.
Bronx Bombers. I like how you say that, by the way. My Bronx Bombers. That's
It's true, because it's my Yankees. You know, I live and die with that team. And right now, they're playing the lonely Royals. And right now, they're leading 7-3 in a seventh inning. There's a rain delay, so Robinson Cano's batting with two on, with one out. They're looking to blow out the Royals out of town. And so far, they've won 2 out of 3 in this four-game series. So they're looking to win the third game of this four-game series.
And what was I going to say? Wasn't yesterday the game when you guys were losing, like, 7-3?
Yeah.
And then before that, St. Sabathia won, what was it, 6-5? No, it was 10. It was 10-5, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And then, right, Mitre was on that pitch yesterday. Replacing
yeah,
Pettit.
That guy sucks.
So, Joe Mitre, nice to meet you.
I don't like that, man. I hope we can get, they said
Aaron,
that they're probably going to get, like, you know,
Aaron from the D-backs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but, I mean, the guys, we could get him. I mean, he's just going to be another pitcher just in case Pettit can't, just in case Pettit gets injured later in the season or can't pitch in the postseason, you know, he'll be a backup pitcher.
Hey, this guy's a real good pitcher, a good young pitcher.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's having a down year, but, I mean, the guy could pitch.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he's a real good young pitcher, and Yankees is the team, that, as usual, the favorite to get him because they can, you know, they have the money to, you know, to take on his salary.
Yeah.
And another thing, Yankees, you know, they have great prospects. So, like Montero, you know, the catcher.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Other than guys. So, you know, Yankees, you know, with that combination, you know, they're, it's easy for them to make trades and, you know, sign free agents in the offseason. So.
Yeah, I mean, remember back in the day, people used to say, oh, Yankees, we don't have anything in the farm system. But Yankees have been growing their farm system over the last 5 or 7 years or so.
Yeah.
They have prospects.
With Phil Hughes and Chaba Chambers.
Chaba.
Chaba's having an off year this year.
Yeah, unfortunately. Cano.
Ryan Cano, of course.
Even Melky, who's in Atlanta right now, he's doing real well. He's doing good.
Yeah, he had a bad start at first, but now he's doing well in the Braves.
So I mean, the Yankees. If we could get Danny Heron, then you know. I mean, I know we don't need him because the Yankees already have CeCe and. Burnett, but Burnett's been inconsistent this year, you know.
Yeah, he's like the potential of Oliver Perez. You know,
yeah.
he has a good start, he has a bad start, but he actually, you know, dominates, you know, more. You know, he threw a no-hitter.
Yeah.
This is the Marlins, a former Met farmhand.
Yeah.
They traded him away in 98 for Al Leiter. That worked out well for the Mets.
Well, I mean, Leiter did lead you guys to a World Series and NLCS, so.
Yeah.
So it didn't turn out too bad.
Yeah. It was a good trade for the Mets. And then that same year, they acquired Mike Piazza when they traded away Preston Wilson, you know, Mookie's stepson, to Marlins. And that's another trade. Of course, that worked out well for the Mets.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, other than 06, Mets haven't really, you know, they haven't made the postseason. So, and the way how the Mets are free falling, as they're still the game's still tied, middle of the eighth, scoreless. Mets have 7 hits. Dodgers have 2 hits. And Dodgers are about to bat in the bottom of the 8th. So.
What's the score in that game?
Scoreless. Nothing. And you know, what were you saying?
Oh no, sorry about that. I was just gonna say that, you know, now that Torrey doesn't manage the Yankees anymore, I do notice that well, even when he was with the Yankees, when he goes out to the mound, he walks like there's shit in his pants, doesn't he?
That's so wild, yeah. You know?
I mean, I like the guy, but I mean, gotta be real, you know.
Guy, what, 69 years old?
Somewhere around there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's wearing diapers. I mean.
If Mets score 5 runs on him in the top of the 8th, I mean top of the 9th, then sure, I understand. But you know, there's actually rumors that you know, since the Dodgers are underachieving, just like, you know, the Mets, you know, the heir apparent to the Dodgers and Giants. Ever since 62, there's rumors that Torrey is going to might possibly, you know replace Jerry Manuel if they fire him.
Right.
You know, next year.
Wow. And yeah, and you know, Manny, it looks like that might be his last start because he injured himself last night, right? Or was it the day before?
You know, he injured himself months ago, but he was trying to, he was pitching in the minor leagues to try, rehab starts to try to come back, but now he has season-ending surgery, which pretty much is going to kill his career with the Mets. I mean, Mets don't even have to offer him a contract if they don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good young pitcher. I mean, he's not an ace, but...
He was.
You know, especially that 06 year when you guys went to the postseason. He had a great year that year.
Yeah. 07, he won 15 games.
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy, I mean, if you guys don't sign him, I mean, he'll probably go on another team, be at least a third or fourth starter.
That's if
he's good in that role, too.
Yeah, that's if he can regain his role.
Yeah.
His form.
Damn it. Now, Yankees. Well, Jabba again. Jabba just gave up a 2-run home run in the 8th inning, and now the Royals are only down by 2.
In the 8th, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, they could bring Mariano to shut it down.
It's 8th inning, no outs, 7-5 Yankees.
Oh, no outs. Oh, okay. That's, wow.
They could come back.
If it was one out or two outs, I'd say they might bring him in, but I don't know if they were going to try to make him go for a 6-out save against the Royals. I mean, I don't know about that.
Yeah, man. Jabba's not the same. He's not the same guy. He might have to send this guy down to the minors. Hard to believe.
Yeah,
he looks like a different pitcher.
He lost his swagger.
Yeah. That's why if we get Danny Heron, I mean, maybe you could use him like as a setup guy, maybe.
Danny
Who
Heron?
Knows? Yeah.
What? No,
like, let's say Pettit comes back, right?
That's a good pitcher.
Yeah, but let's say, no, but for just for like, you know, this season, let's say Pettit comes back from an injury and there's no room for Heron in the starting lineup, then you could put him in the setup role. Or you could put Hughes, but even though I want Hughes has been having a good season, so
yeah.
I don't want to put Hughes back in a setup role.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
I don't know what the Yankees are gonna do with Jabba. It's a mystery right now.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
That's true.
Having six pitchers.
Yeah. So what's the Dodger game? What inning is it right now?
Nobody out in the bottom eighth. Please channel pitching.
Why the hell did they have that Met Dodger game in high definition on Fox 5 yesterday?
I have no idea, but he just struck out Andre Ethier for the first out.
And that was a long game, too. I think that game, that your guys' game ended, like, at freaking 9 o'clock yesterday, right?
Yeah, it did.
Damn, how many innings was that? 14 innings? 15?
I think it was 14. Believe it or not, this was the third longest game of the season.
Wow.
Because, of course, they had that 20-inning game against in St. Louis earlier this year. This week alone, they had a 14 inning game against D-backs in Arizona, and you know, of course, Mets lost. The only game that Mets won was the 20 inning game,
right?
Because pretty much Tony La Russa had two position players, you know, pitching in the 19th and 20th inning. And I think maybe even the 18th inning also.
So what do you think about the Mets, their stance right now in the NL East?
It's not looking good. I mean, they can't worry about the Braves being 7 up or 6.5. Or six, whatever it is right now, because they can't gain ground if they're losing all the time.
Right.
They gotta get on a winning streak. Dude, they have to get on like a 7-10 winning streak, just so they can have maybe a possibility of, you know, getting close or, you know, best case scenario, leading the division, but. Braves is, you know, back to their old form. Like 99 and, it's like 99 to, you know, 2005 for these guys.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies, they're starting to play good now. And, you know.
Phillies are back. And if you believe this, Phillies, you know, they beat, I forgot which team, earlier this year. It might have been Cincinnati or. Was it Cubs? I can't remember which team. But they
That game at the... Was it against the Blue Jays? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about this week.
Oh.
They won. They won, I think, 10-5?
Mm-hmm.
And they fired their hitting coach.
Oh. Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they won the game, I think, in... what was it? It might have been extra innings or something. I don't remember. And they, after they won the game, they fired the hitting coach.
You know, it hasn't been their hitting, I mean, because they've had so many injuries this year.
Well, yeah, that's true. Just like the 09 team.
Yeah.
You know, if your best guys are hurt, you know, you can't, you know, you can't persevere. I mean, after a while, I mean, there's a reason why those guys are playing.
Right, yep.
You could just look at the Mets team. I mean, Wright, Reyes, Beltran. I mean, they all, plus at least 15 other Mets were on the DL. So, I mean, there's no, you know, there's no way a team could survive.
Right.
You know, your guys getting, you know, hurt in any sport.
So what do you think, like, if, okay, yeah, I'm going to give you a scenario. Mets don't make the playoffs. What happens after this season?
Well, the scenario looks pretty realistic the way how the Mets haven't been scoring any runs lately.
You think heads are going to roll?
I think Manuel might be in danger of losing his job. But now, yeah, I think he's still cool. He has a great relationship with the Wilpons and there's reports that maybe he's not the one that's running things. The Wilpons might be the one actually pulling the strings. So,
I
don't think Manaea is going anywhere. I think Manaea has that Isaiah Thomas relationship that James Dolan has with Isaiah. It would really, really. I mean, it's bad. But I mean, they'd really have to be, I'd say, a last place team for them to get rid of Manaea.
Right.
In at least maybe 2 or 3 years. I don't see it happening. Manuel, he could go, most likely. He'll most likely go. But I think
Manaea
will. I think they're gonna keep Manaea. I don't see them firing Manaea anytime soon. Because they have that relationship with him ever since he was assistant GM with the team under Steve Phillips, and then he left and took the job with Montreal and became the first ever Hispanic manager, general manager.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that couple of days before the 04 season, he resigned from his job and took the Met job. And then that's when he made the splash, signing Willie Randolph and signing Beltran and Pedro Martinez and, you know, the rest is history.
Now, Jason Bay, sorry.
What a buzz. What a buzz.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything bad to offend Mets fans out there, but
he hasn't been
producing as expected.
I don't think, I think whatever you'd say, the Mets fans would agree with you and have said worse. I mean, Jason Bay, I mean, he's a good character guy, but, you know, the guy does play, you know, the guy has played, you know, much better defense than expected.
Right.
And the guy's hustling, you know, he runs out every ground ball. I mean, which should be a given for professionals, but the guy, he tries not to let his offense, you know, affect them.
Right.
I mean, these last couple of games, the Dodgers series, he's been hitting better. He's had what? He's had multiple hit games lately.
Mm-hmm.
But he changed his batting stance slightly. He has the bat, you know, resting on his shoulder. I guess it gives him confidence and, you know, fixes his timing better. But this guy only has 6 home runs and, what, 45 RBIs? I mean, this guy's clearly a bust, I mean, thus far in his first year as a Met.
I mean, last year this guy had some crazy numbers, like 40-some home runs, 130 RBIs, right?
120, I think it was. Dodgers just took the lead.
Now, maybe last year he was a product of Fenway, probably. I don't know, but maybe it could be Citi Field that's not making him hit the way he should be. I don't know what the reason is, but...
Yeah, he's in a slump. Oh, by the way, back-to-back doubles by the Dodgers and an RBI double by Russell Martin has the Dodgers leading 1-0 in the bottom of the 8th with 2 people on with 2 outs.
Damn, it's 8th inning already? I thought the game just started.
Feels like it. It's been going by quickly. Ari Dickey was pitching great, but he injured himself and with what was it, 2 outs in the 6th, they took him out because of it. He got injured throwing a pitch.
Oh.
When he threw a pitch, he fell down and then he threw a couple of pitches afterwards. Got I think 2 outs and then they took him out of the game.
Yeah, what's all? Yeah, Ari Dickey started the season 6-0, didn't he?
Yeah, first time I met, debuted going 6-0.
Lately, I mean, you guys haven't been giving him runs.
Yeah, we definitely haven't. He's been losing some pitching duels. We literally didn't score any runs for him, and today is no exception.
And it is a like a feature pitch. Is like sinker ball or knuckleball?
He's a knuckleball. When he first started with like Texas, he was a hard thrower. And he had an injury or surgery on his arm, so he lost velocity. So someone gave him the idea to throw a knuckleball. And for these past five years, he's been throwing knuckleball, and this is the year he actually perfected it.
Oh.
And so he's having this so far, a surprising and, wonderful season with the Mets.
Yeah, he's had a great year.
Yeah. I mean, the Mets fans are, and pretty much everybody's wondering when, the other shoe's going to fall off, because this guy's been pitching great, and this guy's 35 years old. Obviously, he's going to have to, he's going to have to hit a slump eventually.
Yeah. He's been pitching, had a real good season. I'd say he's been the best Mets pitcher this year. Wouldn't you agree? I know Santana is like the ace, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I'd have to agree with you. I mean, Pelfrey, he did have a great first half, but he's falling off the face of the earth lately.
Sure.
I mean, the last start, he only went 5 innings. I mean, he didn't give up that much runs, I think, well, 2, but he didn't, like, dominate or anything like that.
Right.
But other than that, Pelfrey had a great first half. Should have been an all-star, but he fell off the he's been horrible. With the exception of yesterday's start. I mean, he's been pretty horrible.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he had the worst four starts, I think, since 1900. Like, a
wow.
Guy who threw gave 4 or more runs and didn't even finish, I don't know, 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been horrible lately. Ever since he got rejected from the All-Star, now going to the All-Star game, he's been pitching horrible.
What's his record?
I think he's now 10-4, 10-5.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad, but then again, he had a great start.
Yeah.
For, like, 8-1 or something like that?
Yeah, he was, like, 8-1, then it went to, 10-1.
Yeah.
And hasn't won in a while.
Right.
So he needs to get back on track.
Yeah, Nick Swisher just hit two RBI single, so now it's 9-5 Yankees in the 8th inning.
And that should pretty much seal the game for the Yankees.
10-5 now with Teixeira hitting a RBI single.
And the hits keep on coming.
Actually, it's 9-5. Jeter held up at third, so now the bases are loaded with A-Rod coming up with one out.
And he's going to try to hit 600, right?
Yep.
Are you going to get... What's your take on 600?
You know, it's not as... It's not as exciting as it would have been if he hadn't admitted he took steroids.
I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, it's a huge milestone, but him, taking steroids, I mean, it tainted it.
I mean, I still think, all these great hitters these days who have taken steroids, admitted they take steroids, I mean, they're not as great and will never be as great as Babe Ruth. To me, Babe Ruth is the greatest home run hitter ever.
He is the one that really put home runs on the map. So, yeah, he's definitely
he's the best ever.
One of the best.
I mean, I know Hank Aaron has a record.
Yeah, you'd have him and Hank Aaron is on that rarefied air. And
Babe Ruth is better than Hank Aaron, man. Way better.
I think you're right, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they said Babe did it in, 2,000 less at-bats or so?
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up to verified that. But
the guy called his shots. He called his home runs. I mean, come on.
And surely they both had their adversities. I mean,
yeah.
Babe Ruth, I mean, you know, he had the, you know, the alcoholic problem and the smoking, which led to his lung cancer, which caused his death in 1948.
Yeah, and he was overweight, you know.
Yep. Living a, you know, crazy party lifestyle. I mean, you know, it did take effect to his, you know, the longevity of his career. But then again, you know.
Yeah.
The guy hits, he was the career home run leader by a mile. So, more than a mile, you should say. So, I mean, he did a lot in his career.
The greatest,
you know,
home run hitter ever, in my mind.
And then you have Hank Aaron, you know, who send that mark. You know, he had to go through all those racial death threats and
yeah,
all that stuff, and people threatening his life. You know, sending him a photo of a monkey and saying they're gonna kill him. He's a monkey or some crazy stuff like that. So, I mean, he's definitely on that rarefied air, and to me, he's still the home run, the all time home run leader. Not that fraud, Barry Bonds. and the same goes with Mark McGwire, you know, breaking Roger Maris's record. And to me, Roger Maris is still the season leader in home runs.
Wait, now Barry Bonds has a record? I thought
Barry Bonds is the single season and the all time.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. I remember that when Hank Aaron they played a message of him on the big on the white screen in outfield, right?
Yeah.
And Hank Aaron didn't want to be in person to congratulate him because, you know, of course Barry Bonds, you know, the allegations.
Well, he never admitted it, but we all know he took it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this guy would have been an awesome player. I mean, he didn't need to take the stuff. If you look at Barry Bonds in his prior days, he looked like Barry Bonds' little brother or son,
yeah,
or something. Now he's a cartoon character.
Yeah. Hey, he started to look like the WWE wrestler in the late 2000s.
Like Scott Steiner or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mets are one out away, and this pitcher Jansen is he's out away from his first major league save.
Oh.
Hopefully, I can tie this game, or at least get on base, and someone can hit a two-run home run here. One count to him. And hopefully Mets could surprise everybody and, you know, come back here. But it looks, right now it looks insurmountable. Again, this is sports, anything could happen. Yo, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's 2-1 to Davis. This game looks like it's all about done.
How many outs?
2-2. Two outs. He's a strike away from getting his first major league save against the Mets. 2-2. The Dodger fans are going crazy. They must think it's Gagne or something.
Everything is 2003 again.
Yep. There's another guy who took steroids, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to him?
He just retired, I think.
Damn.
We'll count to Ike Davis. Hopefully, Ike Davis could get on. Chris Carter has been a good. You checking out the game?
Huh?
You should check out the game. There's this fine chick. Oh, shoot, struck out.
Yeah, I just saw in the Yankee game, A-Rod just got hit, and it looks like he got hit in his hand, so he had to leave the game.
The home game, the ball game's over. Mets shut out for the fourth time on this dreadful, horrific road trip.
Oh,
where
game
they
over?
Only won two games. They should have literally won one game, because that one game they won. Forgot what team they faced. Was it Padres? Probably was Padres. I can't remember.
And are you playing that stupid I Love L.A. song?
Yeah, I hate that song.
Oh, hate that shit. I know.
If
you play Lakers games everywhere.
I know. If you love it, then damn, you don't have to brag about it all the time. Who cares? If you love L.A., stay in L.A.
I know.
Sure. Anyway, that stupid song. I love Belly. I'm surprised that, shoot, yesterday in the game, there was more fans chanting, "Let's go Mets." And then I heard maybe five people saying, "Let's go Dodgers" or something.
Yeah, you know, when the New York teams go to LA, there's usually a lot of New York fans over there.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch Mets games, I mean, especially Yankee games too, I mean, their fans, you know, they go all over. So.
Yeah.
Their fans go all over, and there's, you know, I guess fans, you know, who left, you know, New York and, you know, still represent their teams, you know.
Yeah.
Their local teams. Especially in Florida. I mean.
Oh, that's like New York Part 2 in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. That's like where old New Yorkers go to die, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Florida. So. That's, you know, New Yorkers always support their teams wherever they go.
Yes.
But speaking of Florida, let's switch gears to the NBA with Chris Paul.
CP3.
Yep, CP3. Buddies of LeBron, you know. He's what you might call it. He's demanding a trade. First to New York. And then Orlando, but now days ago, they're saying that how Chris Paul's having second thoughts, and now New York is the number two team on his list, and now his top preference is Orlando Magic.
I wonder what made him put Magic instead of the Knicks as his top team now.
Well, the rumor is that if New Orleans trade him. You know, whatever team they're going to have to take on, Emeka Okafor's 4-year, $52 million albatross of a contract. So I think if he gets traded, you know, that would prevent him from being able to sign Carmelo, because if you remember at Carmelo's wedding, he was saying how he wants to form a big three with him, Amari, and Carmelo.
Yeah, that'd be a dream.
Yeah, but the rumor I also read was that just days ago, before the decision to be LeBron James' decision, that they thought that they were all three go to New York. Like, they thought he was going to come here. LeBron was going to sign with New York, and then next year, what's his name comes to New York.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, exactly. And they would have formed a huge. They would have formed a big three with LeBron, Stoudemire, and Paul, which would have been an explosive team.
Yeah, that would have been a freaking great team, man.
Yeah, that would have been better than the Miami team.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, what the heck? You know that. Hopefully, Miami won't lose. So then afterwards, when LeBron made his decision, you know, the always humble LeBron James.
Yeah, had that damn hour long special.
he made that thrilling speech that all Cleveland fans were, you know, cheering, you know, and you know, standing ovation for this guy, the king. But in any case, after he made the decision, then they went to Carmelo's wedding, and LeBron showed up and he got heckled by the fans. So, you know, he was ignoring them, you know, stuff like that. And afterwards, at the wedding, Carmelo's wedding, when he proposed a toast to Carmelo, he was saying that Chris Paul, that is. Mm-hmm. He was saying that that him, Stoudemire, and Carmelo would make a perfect big three, so they could, you know, defeat, you know,
the Miami
big three, the NWO.
Yeah.
In Miami. So now it looks like LeBron, after Carmelo, you know, publicly wants to be traded. LeBron, he tweeted CP3 and said that, you know, best wishes to my buddy, the one and only CP3, you know, do what's best for you and your family. So now, whatchamacallit, Chris Paul looks like he wants to team up with you know, Dwight Howard instead.
Man. They already have a point guard over there. They have Jameer Nelson. I mean, come on. Jameer is a good point guard himself.
Yeah.
Come to the Knicks, man. He needs to come to the Knicks.
Yeah, I hope he changes his mind, because this will bring him to that next level.
Yeah.
The level that LeBron didn't want. Because LeBron didn't want to be he wanted to be the queen of Miami. He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to be that anymore. He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to take up the challenge of rebuilding a franchise that used to be storied, a franchise that used to stand for pride and defense and passion, and one of the oldest, if not the oldest, team in the NBA history. But they didn't want that. They don't want that, you know.
Yeah, LeBron's
He just wanted to go for a quick, you know, quick fix to try to win a championship. And even his idol and Magic and, you know,
Jordan.
His idols, MJ, and,
yeah,
you know, Magic and MJ and Barkley, they, you know, frowned on that idea because, you know, those guys were competitive guys. They didn't want to form a super team. I mean,
nope.
They had the dream team in 96 and 92.
Yeah.
He wanted to beat those guys. You know, failure propels you to try to be great. So you could, if someone knocks you down, you want to get, you know, vengeance on the sports, you know, team, and you want to beat them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This guy, he just licked his wounds and said, you know, he tapped out. And then he, you know, he tried to go for the championship. Had he went to Chicago, had they formed the big three in Chicago, people would have still looked at them like, okay, you know, Chicago hasn't won since Jordan. You know, those guys haven't won since Jordan's era. So they could, you know, people be like, hey, at least you're rebuilding a franchise.
Yep.
New York would have been the perfect place, you know, because they would have been like, not only are you rebuilding a horrible franchise right now, You'd be resuscitating the NBA by, you know, making the Knicks back as its, you know, flagship franchise.
Yeah, and making a lot of money.
Exactly.
In advertisements and bringing more money to the New York economy.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is that Miami news, they wanted to get another point guard, and you won't guess who it is.
Nate Robinson?
No, Nate Robinson re-signed a 2-year deal with
Boston. Celtics? Oh.
Yeah.
Derek Fisher. Yeah, I did hear about that. Derek Fisher, right?
He re-signed with Lakers, but he was a possibility. You won't guess it. Marbury.
Oh.
Marbury said, according to Marbury, he said that the Heat, you know, asked him to come, you know, on the team so he could be the point guard. Guess what he said?
Man, Marbury's great. Marbury's probably just making it up.
Guess what Marbury said?
What?
Guess what Marbury said?
What did he say?
Yes or no? What do you think he said?
Oh, you want me to say, what did he say? He said no.
Ding, ding, ding. Because he said that how, you know, with Wade and LeBron, they won't have much use for a point guard.
Man, Marbury's probably lying. They probably didn't even ask him Marbury that.
That's crazy. I mean, he had a shot to win a title.
I know.
I'm surprised he passed that up. I mean,
he's lying. He's probably lying. Come on, Marbury has been going cuckoo over the last few years.
Where he's going?
Is he going to a bad team?
Well, yeah, but guess which one?
Clippers?
No. If I gave you 30 guesses, you wouldn't get it.
Mobcats?
Nope. Let's just say he's not in the same league anymore.
Oh yeah, he's probably going to play somewhere like in Italy or somewhere in Europe, right?
Nope, he's going back to China.
What?
He's playing in China for 2 years in a row.
Oh.
Because he played on the second to last team in China. And the reason why he's doing this is so he could promote the Starberry line.
Hey, man. Like, Chinese people really care. They got their own products that they're promoting.
If you want to promote in China, he could have went to a winning team and they would have been like, you know, they would have been interested and, you know, and they would have bought his product. Or he could have went to Houston. He could have went to Houston and paired up with Ming once he heals up fully. And, you know, they could have been interested. That's the problem with LeBron James. LeBron James, he's not selling as high that much of jerseys in China because they consider winning, you know, as an important thing.
Right.
That's why Kobe's always, you know, selling out, you know, more jerseys than, you know, than him.
LeBron, yeah.
Yeah. So, even though people were, you know, even myself, you know, at times, you know, we all know LeBron and Kobe were arguably the one or two best players in the game.
Right.
But Kobe, you know, he's a five-time champion, while LeBron has so far zero championship.
Yeah, well, he's looking for number one this upcoming season, and I hope they don't win anything.
Yep, and when he wins number one, Dwight Howard is gonna win number two.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah.
But that's his problem, because NBA has a problem on their hands now.
Yeah, and if fans throw things at him, he deserves it.
Bash at the Beach 96. Throwing garbage on him. That game's not gonna be finished for real, man.
Oh man.
You might have fans storming the court, and then you're gonna have Kevin Nash kick a fan, you know, coming into the court. but it's not gonna be pretty. There might be a brawl at Auburn Hills again, but this time in Cleveland.
Yeah, man. I can't. That's the game I'm gonna wait for. Miami versus Cleveland. I want to see how the Cleveland fans are gonna react when
crazy?
They come back.
I think they're gonna make it Christmas.
Oh man. That might happen. Yeah.
Remember when when what's his name? When Shaq got traded to Heat.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
They had the Christmas game the first time they faced each other.
I remember that.
Man, that's gonna be crazy.
Wow.
In Cleveland? Oh man.
In the words of those Ford Explorer
commercials, you know he got an edge. Of course, it's the Geno commercials.
Yeah.
And they keep showing every 5 seconds on SNY, but.
And yes.
Yes, and every other channel. But I'm assuming the Yankee game is over by now.
It's still going on. It's 12-6 in the ninth inning, two outs. Oh. What's his name?
You guys are still batting.
No, actually, someone's what's his name? That Asian guy's trying to close it out. What's his name again?
Chan Ho Park.
Chan Ho Park, yeah. Got his name. I almost said Bruce Lee.
He's dead.
I'm just joking.
But Chan Ho Park, the former Dodger, former Texas Ranger, former Met, actually pitched one game for the Met.
He does look like Bruce Lee a little bit when you look at his face, a little bit.
I'd have to remember how he looked. I mean, I've seen him before, but.
Yeah, he does look like him a little bit.
Former Philly and now a Yankee.
Yeah.
But on to the WWE.
WWE.
Yeah, the big news is that John Cena formed his super group Team Cena. I don't know what the heck he's calling it. And it has Jericho, Edge, any group with those guys, that's going to be a great group.
Yeah.
But R-Truth, I think, is in there, right?
Yeah, R-Truth is in there. He was even dancing with his injured shoulder.
Great so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it kind of gets downhill from there. Great Khali. I mean, this guy hasn't been great since he turned into the Punjabi Playboy. I mean,
I know.
When he was that monster, that when he debuted attacking Kane, I was like, not Kane, Undertaker. I was like, no, who's this dude, you know?
Yeah, he's scary.
He was scary when he was a bad guy. And
like
as a good
5
guy,
years ago.
Yeah, and as a good guy, I mean, this guy even won a title. A world heavyweight title.
Yeah.
But now this guy's a joke. I mean, you know, kissing people, you know. And him being a good guy, I mean, it just shows how his moves are so limited. I mean, I think they say he has like a bad knee or something. I mean, this guy really, literally stands in place. Do people run at him and he chops them?
I know, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, he used to have that, when he was a heel, he used to have that vice grip on people's head.
Oh.
If I wasn't mistaken, didn't he make people bleed when he used to do that?
That was one scary.
That was a scary move right there. I mean, like, grab people, lift people up by the head.
Yeah, that's wow. Crazy. Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore.
And he had that double. He still has the double choke slam.
Yeah.
But
he's stiff.
Yeah. He's stiffer than stiff. I mean. Like I've always said, the only time a giant should be a good guy is if he's facing another giant.
Right.
Because having a giant as a good guy, it defeats the purpose. And then, I mean, you know, I'm glad Bret Hart's back, you know. So, you know, he is over the hill, but it's nice to see the guy back.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to compete in the ring. I mean, he's going to be limited, of course, thanks to the injury suffered by Goldberg and the car crash and the stroke he had a couple of years ago.
He's part of Cena's team. That's Cena's super team.
Yeah, so this is gonna be like what, his third match returning.
Yep.
To the WWE. And I'm trying to think who's the other person. Oh, we know it's not Orton. Orton's
Evan Bourne.
or Evan Bourne. That guy is overrated, though. I'm sorry.
He is.
Only Airborne is the only thing that this guy has.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Did you see the last week one when he's gonna do Airborne on Orton and Orton like counted out of nowhere into the RKO and
then? Oh yeah, that was a fat move.
Oh man, that was
fat.
I had to
caught him in midair. Yeah, caught him in midair.
That was hot. Man.
Also, Johnny Nitro's on that team also.
Oh yeah, Johnny Nitro, right? That's another dude. I think he's overrated too, but he's much better than Evan Moore.
I like his song. I like his song now.
Mm.
Yeah, and the slow motion.
Now you like the slow motion.
Yeah, I like it now for
he's
personal reasons.
He's growing on you, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were talking about like who might be the GM, and I told you I think it might be Stone Cold. You think it's The Rock?
Yeah. One, I think it's not Stone Cold because they already said Stone Cold said so. And then the next week after that, they used Roddy Piper's, you know, line, like, you know, just when you think you have all the answers, that's when I change the question.
Yeah, I think they're trying to throw us off.
They're trying to throw us off, but I think it's a Rock, because Rock has been saying for months that he's going to return to WWE, most likely not as a wrestler, you know, but he wants to do something that's never been done for the fans.
Oh yeah.
He wants to make it back, you know, EV14, like, you know, how back in the Attitude Era days, and him being a, because he did say he was going to guest host, so maybe him, you know, being a GM, you know, he'll be able to do that, and he did say he was going to return in the summer, and we are in the middle of summer, and
yeah,
next month it's going to be the end of summer, and we're going to have SummerSlam, so. Hopefully, the GM, the secret GM, is in fact The Rock, which would be his first appearance.
What if it's Mick Foley?
Mick Foley, I think he's still with TNA, but I'm not sure. He might still be with TNA.
I'm thinking maybe it could be Mick Foley, Stone Cold.
I don't think it's Stone Cold. I thought it was Stone Cold too until they had the Stone Cold said so thing.
Yeah, that's what made me think it was Stone Cold.
I was thinking it was Rock, Shawn Michaels, or Stone Cold. Those were the top three people that I thought it would be.
What about for Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, I thought so. That crossed my mind too, but that wouldn't be a major move. I mean, I could see WWE screwing with us because some people think it might be Abraham Washington, you know. But it has to be somebody with a, you know, that should get the fans, you know, excited. But then again, WWE loves those heel GMs.
Right.
Like Vicky Guerrero or Stephanie or Eric Bischoff in the past.
Hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised about that too. But I think they would hire a Hall of Fame or future Hall of Fame type wrestler to ignite the fans.
It's a mystery.
And good news, Macho Man, he signed a deal with Mattel and WWE to, you know, re-release his toys from his retirement match. I think that was from WrestleMania 8, right?
Yeah.
Against Ultimate Warrior. So hopefully that might be the first step of him reigniting his relationship with WWE. And maybe hopefully they'll finally induct the guy into the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
This year, this guy is—he's like one of the greatest WrestleMania performers.
Yeah.
You know, and fight with, you know, the WrestleMania 4 winning the title, his epic match with his former Mega Powers partner Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Battle with Ultimate Warrior, Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, even Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they'll do the right thing and duck the guy.
I mean, he was one of the faces of WWE in the early 90s. And for him to come back, yeah, I mean, it's going to be great for WWE.
Yeah, I hope it happens.
Yeah.
But with that, you know, I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on to the show.
And, thanks so much, bro.
No problem. And I want to thank the listeners for, you know, for the support. Thank you for tuning in. And hopefully I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, and well, it looks like we won't be playing the ending music because the Switch Wars froze up, so sorry about that.
It's all good in the neighborhood. That's, well, I'll see you guys next week. Same bat channel, same bat station, same bat time. Peace.
Later.